In the North Florida woods near the town of Crescent City, federal safety investigators are exploring whether misaligned tracks played a role in yesterday's deadly train derailment. The accident killed 4 people and injured at least 150 more. NPR's Philip Davis is at the scene and has this report.
Investigators from the National Transportation Safety Board spent the day picking through the wreckage of Amtrak train number 52. Ross Quimby, the board's chief investigator, said the train was traveling at 56 miles an hour, slightly below the 60-mile-an-hour posted speed limit. A little bit after 5 p.m. yesterday, the engineers slammed on the emergency brakes as the train approached the small central Florida town called Crescent City.
He saw a track anomaly and put the train in emergency. He was indicating it might be a track buckle.
Track buckles can be caused by heat or the failure of a railroad tie to hold the two rails together. Whether the track was buckled and what may have caused it is turning into the main point of the investigation. NTSB investigators noted that the track was relatively new. CSX, the company that owns the track, had inspected it just hours before. And George Black, the NTSB investigator in charge, said 4 other trains had passed over the track that day without incident.
So whatever it was had not manifested itself before this particular train, or at least not seriously enough to cause a derailment.
Investigators are going to examine a coal train that passed a few hours earlier to see if its wheels may have been marked by the possibly misaligned track. Oddly enough, the auto train's main engines, 2 Genesis-class locomotives made by General Electric, remained standing on the track, but 14 passenger cars behind it ended up derailed, crushed against each other like tin cans. 7 more cars filled with autos also careened off the tracks, lying helter-skelter over the half-mile-long crash site in a forested glade. Ronald Anderson lives nearby. The first thing he noticed was the sound.
Sounds like thunder. I had no idea what it was until I turned down here and saw the cars all over.
He immediately ran to the scene, clambering inside the train through a shattered window to help those inside.
The ones that was trapped, we had to pull the seats off of them, and we had one lady that had a broken hip, and one had a misplaced shoulder, and it was this guy had this big gash in his head, you know. So we got some pillows and put on his head and told him to apply the pressure on it.
Amtrak spokeswoman Cheryl Robinson Jackson said that along with the 4 fatalities, 159 of the train's 452 passengers and crew were injured in the wreck.
Of the 159, 132 were released, 27 remain in the hospital. The remainder of the uninjured guests and the non-serious guests were focused on caring for them and getting them on their way.
The auto train is one of Amtrak's safest and most popular routes, though in 1998, an auto train hit an empty car on tracks at a crossing in rural Virginia. Nobody was injured. Now service has been temporarily suspended while the hundreds of emergency and construction workers begin the massive task of moving the upended cars off the tracks and repairing the damaged rails, a process that will take days, if not weeks. Philip Davis, NPR News, Crescent City, Florida.